Farm.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I ran for the United States Senate the same year Mitt Romney ran for the United States Senate. We both ran in 1994. I won and he lost. It's not that Governor Romney didn't want to be Senator Romney. He tried to be Senator Romney, but he ran as a very liberal Republican in Massachusetts who had just become a Republican, and he lost. And he lost badly in a year where Republicans had one of the biggest election sweeps in history when the Republican Revolution occurred. Look, Governor Romney had a great career in the private sector. I'm not going to criticize him for that. But we're not running for CEO of the country. We're running for someone who can lead this country, someone who has an understanding of what's necessary to get jobs created, and it's someone who has the wisdom to discern when the role of government should be involved and not. And on those issues, Governor Romney, Mr. Outsider, was for a government takeover of health care, was for a government takeover of the private sector, the Wall Street bailout, and was for the government takeover of industry and energy with a cap and trade. So Mr. Private Sector was Mr. Big Government when he was out there running for the private sector.
That's Rick Santorum trying, but he believes there's some important distinctions between Mitt Romney and him. Presidential race, GOP side. That's the way we get started here in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here are Steve Ducey and Gretchen Carlson talking to Rick Santorum about the caucus and primary wins and how that has changed the campaign, a campaign in which not too long ago, Nick Gingrich said, why don't you drop out, Mr. Santorum?
Weren't you supposed to drop out about a month ago?
Thanks, Steve. I guess there were a few people suggesting that, but not very many. In fact, the last few weeks, while we weren't doing particularly well in the polls in Florida and Nevada, we were doing great in getting the kind of support that we needed to keep this campaign going. Our fundraising was maybe our best 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks. We felt it. We felt it coming. We felt that people were understanding that we have the best record and the best vision to go up against President Obama. We will make him the issue in this race instead of we saw the bickering between two candidates who weren't that different on the issues. Unfortunately, they're not that different from President Obama on a lot of the issues, and I think people are beginning to realize that now.
Senator, did that help you because of that bickering, those two debates in Florida, where you were pretty much the only one on stage talking policy because so much of the focus was Gingrich and Romney going after each other? Did that help you with the American people?
I don't think there's any question that the American people are looking for someone who has a positive, uplifting vision for the country that's going to talk about getting our manufacturing jobs back in this country, talk about, yes, the very poor, and giving them the opportunity to rise in society. I was the author of welfare reform, and I don't believe that government safety net programs are the answer to the very poor. In fact, just the opposite. What we need to do is provide ladders to success all the way down to the poorest of the poor in America. So you look at the kinds of things that we've been talking about across this country, and they're resonating with people, and I'm hopeful that that will continue as time goes on.
In your three wins, two substantial wins, and one was was about a five-point win. That was Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri were blowouts for you, especially with that Newt Gingrich in Missouri, a substantial win. Mitt Romney's campus said this: we are emphasizing the campaign. The campaign is emphasizing is going to be looking at making a decision to compete in states that matter delegate-wise, and they're sticking with that. Since these delegates are going to be awarded later, the Romney camp indicating that they didn't really want to focus much year.
Well, I can tell you that we elected folks who are going to be in that delegate hunt for us in Colorado and Minnesota. We started that process also, and we are very, very confident that we're going to not only get the percentage of delegates out of both those states, but actually do a little better than that. They know that just like in Iowa and other places where you have these caucuses, it's a starting point, but it's a critical starting point in getting those delegates that we need. Missouri, I agree, was a beauty contest, but Missouri is a very, very key state, and we saw a huge 55%, guys. I mean, this was, we beat Governor Romney by 30 points in two states here in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And Governor Romney spent more money than we did in Minnesota. I think he spent more money in Colorado than I did. Mm-hmm. And 4 years ago, he got 61% of the vote in Colorado. So this was an area that I wasn't supposed to be able to compete. And if you look at the Denver area, where we did exceptionally well there, given what all the expectations are, we've got a campaign that can attract folks from all across this country, and we're going to go out across this country and deliver a strong message of growth and opportunity and freedom.
But the people will say that you don't have the organization and the cash like Romney does to push it through. Let me ask you this, Senator. Do you think now that the Romney campaign will come after you like they did against Newt Gingrich after he won South Carolina?
Well, they already are, and they did. I mean, I was handed three mailers when I was up in Minneapolis yesterday of Romney negative mailings, and they've been making robocalls. They've been doing it for several states. But the bottom line is that their attacks on me, Mitt Romney is saying that I'm not a conservative. I mean, that's just, that's almost laughable for a moderate Massachusetts governor who has been for big government programs. He says I earmark. He's for the biggest earmark in the history of the country. It's for the Wall Street bailout. I mean, and as governor, he advocated for more and more money coming to the state of Massachusetts. Look, we've got the best record, and he's going to have to just live with that record, and we're going to make it part of this campaign.
Mr. Trump weighs in on Rick Santorum and his sweep in Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri next here on the Countdown.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The statistics are startling. 1 million babies are born with a heart defect each year, and thousands of them die before their first birthday. You can change that by visiting heart.chop.edu/hope. February is Heart Defect Awareness Month. Get involved. Support the cause. Give hope to hearts. Go to heart.chop.edu/hope to help the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Give kids' hearts a better start today. The Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Hope lives here.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, the GOP race to the top. On CNN, Ashley Banfield had Donald Trump on, and they talked about his role with Mitt Romney's campaign and his thoughts on Rick Santorum.
I think there's something you can do for Mitt Romney, because some people have said he's just that guy you want to like, but that he's stiff and that he's maybe too rich or out of touch. Can you help with the everyman approach? Do you see that as a role for you?
He's really a much different guy than you see on television, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. He maybe comes across whichever way you want to say, but he's a great guy in person. He's got a great personality, family, everything.
Can you help him bring that to the little screen?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. Maybe it doesn't translate, but that doesn't make him bad in terms of what he does. He'll be a great president. You know, the sad part about the world in which we live, if you do well in television, you maybe can get elected to something. But that doesn't mean you're going to be any good at what the big picture is, which is running a country.
All right. Talk to me about electability. Everyone talks about electability being almost the most important thing among voters so far who've been going to the GOP polling stations.
Right.
Recent poll, I think it was ABC News, Washington Post, came out saying that if the race were Obama versus Romney, Obama would beat him by 6 points. And if that were Newt up against Obama, that difference would be 11 points. So it's not looking good at this juncture.
Well, 6 points is nothing, and so early. They haven't really focused on Obama. The sad thing is they're focusing on each other, the Republicans. And it's rough. It's a rough, rough, nasty primary. But they're focusing on it. They haven't really hit Obama yet.
Have the right candidates dropped out?
Well, people have dropped out. I mean, Huntsman never had a chance, if you look. You look at somebody like Ron Paul. He's interesting. Rick Santorum, look. Rick Santorum is a sitting senator who, in re-election, lost by 19 points. To my knowledge, the most in the history of this country for sitting senator to lose by 19 points. It's unheard of. Then he goes out and says, oh, okay, I just lost by the biggest margin in history. Now I'm going to run for president. Tell me, how does that work? How does that work?
He's doing well. He's not only doing well,
he won
Iowa.
How do you run for... That's like me saying, I just failed a test. Now I'm going to apply for admission to the Wharton School of Finance. Okay? He just failed a test. And now he's going to run for president. So I don't get Rick Santorum. I don't get that whole thing.
Okay. Is there a place for you in a Romney cabinet?
Well, it's certainly not something I'm looking for. But if I can do anything to help this country, we have to do something to help the country. We can't keep losing our jobs to other countries.
Have you talked about it with Governor Romney?
No, I haven't. I haven't discussed that, no.
And if he reached out to you, what would your reaction be?
Well, I think it's very early to worry about it. I think, number one, he has to get the nomination. Number two, he has to get elected. And after that, I would certainly be open if I can do anything to help him or the country.
And what cabinet position would it be that you would want?
I don't know. Maybe a position where I negotiate against some of these countries because they're really taking our lunch.
Here's radio man Tommy Tucker with CBS political analyst Dottie Lynch about Rick Santorum and the victories.
If I'm Mitt Romney, I almost have to feel like some kind of a cuckolded wife who the husband keeps her around, but he keeps running around on her, and he says, "Well, you know what? I love you," but then he just keeps going off and cheating. Is that a way off analogy or not?
Well, I don't know. There are a lot of analogies. That's one of them. It just this one, I think, kind of shocked him. The campaign expected Missouri and Minnesota, but losing Colorado was a shock, and doing so much worse in these states than he did 4 years ago, I think makes their inevitability claim a little bit less strong this morning.
So what does it say about his campaign? Because he's got money and he's got a good organization, and what does it say about the way Republicans feel about him?
Well, I think the second part is really the key. They didn't try that hard in these states, but they did mount a bit of a campaign. They started doing a lot of negative emailing over the weekend and on Monday toward Santorum, so they knew something was going on, but they didn't mount a full campaign. They didn't mount a full negative campaign by any means the way they did against Gingrich. But I think by leaving this alone and letting Santorum campaign out there, it allowed a lot of those Christian conservatives who still have problems with Romney to come out and express their opinion, and their vote was not for Romney, it was for Santorum.
So as if Mitt didn't have enough problems with Santorum, Newt basically chose not to compete in these three states?
Well, he wasn't on the ballot in Missouri, but he did try a little bit in Colorado and Minnesota. But Santorum's network of Christian conservative leaders, he had the support of James Dobson, a focus on the family out in Colorado. Minnesota has very strong pro-life organizations. And those networks, I think, really produced for Santorum, where Gingrich relies a lot on the free media and the more political type of cues. But these networks, and they're pretty strong, I think put the word out that Santorum was their guy.
Did Santorum get a bump because of what was going on with the Obama administration and birth control and the Catholic Church?
You know, he may have, some of it that may have motivated some people, but as you know, in Louisiana, there's just a lot of people who take this very seriously and saw a candidate that matched their opinions. The latest flap over contraception, I think, probably put it back in play. But I think it was more Santorum and working these particular groups that produced the victories.
You would like to express your opinion? 800-510-8255. You'd like to react to the Santorum sweep? Help yourself. 800-510-TALK.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now, it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free urban survival mini course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now, while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Rick Santorum. What is it that people like about him? Do you like him? Why? 800-510-8255 or email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Host John, Zach, and Susan Rose talked here to Dave Leventhal from Politico.com about these victories for Santorum this past weekend.
Rick Santorum winning these three states. Talk about a February surprise. Obviously, he is saying things that are clicking with people.
Certainly, and this is a big blow to Mitt Romney, who again seemed to be in the front-runner position. Again, had won a state in Florida and then in Nevada and seemed to have all the critical momentum going into these three states. And here Rick Santorum comes in and wins all three of them. Now, it's important to note that these three states, all of them, are only non-binding states. It's not just Missouri, which had a non-binding primary, but the caucuses technically are non-binding, too. They'll actually go into later, a few weeks down the road, to technically select their candidates. But this is a huge, huge victory for Santorum in terms of being able to cut off at Romney's momentum, get himself back into the discussion, and most importantly, raise money, because this has been a major issue for him all throughout the campaign. He got kind of a bump after he won the Iowa caucuses, or at least at that point in time, he presumably won the Iowa caucuses, but this is going to allow him to really, really convince donors in all likelihood to not only support him in name and word, but indeed in terms of getting open the cash, the checking account, and going forward with it.
Dave, does this fuel the anyone but Romney movement? I mean, Romney just is not exciting the conservative right.
He's not at all, and that's the real case that Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich, for his part, have been making. The question on that front is whether Gingrich and Santorum are going to kind of effectively cannibalize the votes that's out there among hardcore conservatives who want to see an alternative to Romney, and that's the question right now.
All right, now, Newt Gingrich, not even being mentioned this morning, but that was by design, right? He didn't even campaign there.
He really didn't put any substantial resources in these states. He pretty much knew that this was going to be, well, so he thought Mitt Romney's night, but it ended up being Rick Santorum's night. So he's definitely looking toward to the later primary states that are coming up later this month in Michigan and in Arizona. But the big deal for him is Super Tuesday that comes in March. These are some of the states that he thinks he's got the most support in, particularly Georgia, which is his home state, and where he can really rack up some delegates there. The question is whether he's going to be able to, in the interim, be able to sustain what is flagging momentum at this time for his candidacy and keep people interested and, in turn, keep himself in the game.
Here are radio hosts Joel Riley and Scott Gerfen talking about Newt Gingrich making campaign appearances in Ohio while the contest in Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri were all going on.
So you were down with Newt Gingrich yesterday. Walk me through. What'd you see? What'd you hear?
Well, he was down at the North Bank Pavilion that's near the Arena District there. About 150 people at this event last night. Of course, he was able to, talk about the Prop 8 decision in California really hit on that last night on the same-sex marriage ban. Another thing I thought was interesting, there were quite a few young people there in support of Mr. Gingrich. Talked to an OSU sophomore, said he was, you know, supporting Gingrich, liked his ideas. And I talked to the Franklin County Republican Party chairman, said that Doug Price said, you know, young people can get behind Newt Gingrich because he does have a vision. They like his vision. They like his ideas. They see he can move the country forward.
I know that you didn't know the results of what went on in Colorado and Missouri and all that, but was there any chatter at all about Newt being in Ohio when the activity really is out to the west?
Now, the one thing that's interesting about this bus tour is it's 2 days, and what it does, it takes him, you know, he started in Cincinnati yesterday, went to Dayton and Columbus today, it's on to Cleveland. You know, he can get himself exposed to, you know, a great majority of the state and a lot of TV coverage, a lot of media coverage, you know, and it's free. I mean, if you look at some of the reports, I think his campaign is, what, $600,000 in debt, which, you know, compared to Romney, who has all this money, I mean, it's really going to take a grassroots effort.
Okay, we'll shift our focus to the ruling in California that may set the stage for the Supreme Court to finally take up the debate over gay marriage. That's up next here on The Countdown.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
It's the Jockey Men's Underwear Sale at Macy's, with 25% savings on our entire Jockey collection. 25% off all Jockey Classic and Bonus Value Packs, including 4-pack boxers, boxer briefs, and 6-pack briefs, plus crew and V-neck tees. 25% off all Jockey boxers, all Jockey pouch and Elance collections, and more. All Jockey Men's Underwear, 25% off at Macy's. Savings off regular prices. Sale ends February 20th.
Old Navy Funimations Inc. is making a buy one graphic tee, get a completely different tee free deal. Great for split personalities. Get one basketball tee and another with the Petunias.
I like them both.
Or baseball and rock band.
My two favorites.
Or superheroes and kittens.
Yes! Ooh, I think I have multiple personalities. This is terrifying. This is amazing!
Well, swing on in this Friday through Sunday to buy any adult graphic tee and get any other adult graphic tee free. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
All supplies last.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomet can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomet comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through this hour of the countdown. Welcome back in. We're turning our attention now to California and the Federal Appeals Court ruling that the same-sex marriage ban is unconstitutional. Here host Gary Allen and Steve Kelly talk to legal analyst Yvonne Schindler about the likelihood the issue will be heading to the Supreme Court.
Are we seeing this go to SCOTUS, Devin?
Well, it's good morning to you. It's a fascinating case. Given that the case is really quite a very narrow ruling, my best guess is that the Supreme Court will not grant cert on this case, will not accept this case, and we'll have to wait for a few more years for another case to come down the path before the Supreme Court takes up the very thorny issue of gay marriage.
So this is not the one. Ultimately, though, you see them taking this issue up?
Absolutely. Given that we have a split of authority around the country on the issue of gay marriage, I think sooner or later the Supreme Court's going to have to gnaw on this very difficult issue. But, again, the California ruling is incredibly narrow. There was no decision by the court. The court did not rule that gays have a fundamental right to marry. Rather, given the very unique situation in California, the court simply ruled that the state could not take away a right it previously granted without a legitimate reason. Subtle distinction, one perhaps that only a law professor could like, but nonetheless, this case did not rule that gays have a fundamental right under our Equal Protection Clause to marry.
It's interesting that you put it that way, because when you read the whole thing, it's actually a heck of a lot more complex than you think it is.
That's absolutely right. I have to say, it's an interesting opinion. It's the first opinion I've read that cites Marilyn Monroe, Abraham Lincoln, and Frank Sinatra.
That almost sounds like a joke. Marilyn Monroe, Abe Lincoln, and Frank Sinatra walk into a bar.
Walk into a Ninth Circuit opinion, yes.
I guess. All right. Yesterday, the court, though, based its opinion on, what was it, the Colorado law back in 96 that was passed?
The big case, there's actually two big cases that really underlie this particular decision. The first is a case called Romer versus Evans, where the state of Colorado had passed a constitutional amendment banning municipalities from passing laws to protect gays from discrimination. And the court struck that law down, essentially saying that the government cannot withdraw a particular right once it grants it without having a legitimate reason. In that case, the court ruled that the only reason that the state of Colorado had withdrawn discrimination laws from gays was out of just a base animus, or base desire, I should say, to harm a politically unpopular group. big analogy to be had there. Essentially, the court said the only reason that the people of the state of California withdrew this right, because remember, at the time Prop 8 was adopted, gays did have the right to use the word marriage and the right to marry. The only reason that the state of California withdrew that right, the court ruled, was because of a base desire to hurt a politically unpopular group. Yeah. So the two situations were analogous, at least in the eyes of the court.
Here's another radio host named Jack Ricciardi who talked to legal analyst Michael Ahrens, and they discussed the ruling in California. Another "what does this mean" conversation.
Tell us a little bit about what the panel of the Ninth Circuit said.
Well, the panel affirmed a decision of the District Court of San Francisco, which held a long hearing on the case, and not surprisingly, decided that the district court's decision, which held Prop 8 unconstitutional, was the right decision. I think what's interesting about these decisions, is that both courts have gone away from the traditional notion that you would speak of fundamental rights, and thus infringements of what are called fundamental rights are very hard to get away with. So we have what's called a stringent standard of review. Here, the standard of review is less stringent, and in general, when the courts use that more modest standard of review, they declare the law constitutional. So that's what'll be interesting when this case, as I think it will, reaches the Supreme Court.
Now, if I understand you, the fundamental rights issue is such that even a popular vote of the citizens of a state cannot deprive other citizens of their fundamental right, correct?
That's correct.
So a fundamental right would be above the reach of even a populist movement, an uprising, people in the streets with pitchforks. These are things you can't lay a finger on. They're saying human dignity or status. Those are harder. Are those the lesser standards you're talking about? Those are a little harder to define.
Well, what they're really trying to, here's the way in which they're doing this. It's, if you call something a fundamental right that exists for everybody, say that you declare that there is a fundamental right to marry, then no state can interfere with that. What's going on in both the District Court and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is they're saying that certain people are being treated differently. Not that there is a fundamental right to marriage or to same-sex marriage, but that certain people are being treated differently in a way that offends their dignity.
Next up, violence in Syria. This is the place to be, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter, but the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
Let us now discuss and debate the Syrian situation. From Fox, Megyn Kelly talks to former U.N. Ambassador Richard Grenell, who thinks the current ambassador, Susan Rice, is making the bad situation in Syria worse and she ought to step down or be fired.
Why do you think Ambassador Rice should be forced to resign?
You know, I don't come to this decision lightly. I know that the United Nations is a very tough place for Americans especially. But after serving there 8 years and watching and participating with four U.S. ambassadors, I feel compelled to speak out and to say that we're not being represented. The taxpayers, Americans, are not being represented. And I think it's a national security issue. Consistently, Susan Rice has either not shown up for some important meetings, not spoken out when Israel and other allies need our support. But when she does show up, she has failed. Let's just take two issues that are of significant importance to Americans and our national security. One is Iran and one is Syria. This weekend, we saw a miserable failure of diplomacy. She waited too long. She negotiated too quickly. And the Russians smelled weakness, and they could see that our interests were not being represented by the best person. And then you take Iran, and Susan Rice has failed to come up with a UN resolution in 22 months. We've had nothing for 22 months from her team, and yet it's supposed to be a national security issue. We're now going around the UN, and we're asking Europeans to come up with sanctions, and we're unable to have any type of leadership at the UN, in spite of the fact that Susan Rice in 2008 was very aggressive during the campaign, saying that she would restore leadership and that Barack Obama would restore leadership at the UN.
Yeah, I want to speak to you about Syria in particular. You say she waited too long, and then when she acted, she negotiated too quickly. What do you mean she waited too long? Because I think a lot of folks will look at this and say, how is Susan Rice going to go control Russia and China?
Well, first of all, there's no question that Russia and China are difficult. They always say they're against resolutions. But next month, Megyn, is the one-year anniversary of the Syrian uprisings. Why didn't she start immediately to call for meetings? Why didn't she start pressuring? When the Russians and the Chinese see you waiting so long before you actually put forward a resolution, they see it as weakness. The Russians constantly would stand up to us in the previous administration and say, you know, we're against a resolution on North Korea. We're against a resolution on Iran. But we put forward a resolution, a draft resolution. We demanded a vote. And in the last administration, we got five resolutions on Iran. This administration has one resolution on Iran. The evidence just shows that consistently on the most important national security issues for Americans, this administration, and in particular Susan Rice, has been unable to deliver and unite the world as she promised in 2008. And I think it's time that Americans stand up and say, we got to hold political appointees accountable. You don't just get to be an appointee and sit there and not perform. And someone needs to stand up and make an evaluation to say, when you're not performing, we're going to replace you because it's that important.
But is it Susan Rice or is it the president with whom you have this disagreement? Because do you have any reason to believe she is not acting at the president's behest and with his approval in terms of her approach?
It's a great question, and I think philosophically we have to fall back on the fact that Susan Rice is in the cabinet. Democratic administrations put the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. in the cabinet. It's a belief that it's an important position, and they run an agency, or they have a huge portfolio. And they should perform and make certain that we are actually accomplishing something within that portfolio. Susan Rice is failing.
Radio host Charlie Parker and Charity McCurdy here with correspondent Jared Halpern. They talk about the latest waves of violence in Syria, so you'll get an idea about what's going on. People say Arab Spring is now turning into Arab winter.
What's coming out of there that's new this morning?
It's certainly accelerating out of control, isn't it?
It is.
Hundreds of people killed in the last just couple of days. And this has really been an 11-month ordeal in Syria, with the protests starting and then the Assad government, Bashar al-Assad, the ruler of Syria, whose father also ran the country, really cracking down very violently. The United States has pulled its diplomats out of the country, essentially shutting down the embassy for the time being. France, I just saw this morning, has recalled its ambassador as well. And this follows a UN vote, a failed UN vote that the United States and the Arab allies and European allies tried to push forward that would have created a UN resolution demanding Assad to step down. That was vetoed by Russia and by China, who are both permanent members, obviously, on the United Nations Security Council with veto power. And so this is the response I think that you're seeing now, is a lot of the countries that want Assad to be removed or be forced to be removed from power are starting to get out of there for safety reasons and also to send a diplomatic message. At the same time, Russia has sent its foreign minister to Damascus for what appear to be close to one-on-one negotiations with the Assad regime to either end the crackdown or find some way to end this 11th-month stalemate before it spirals into civil war, which is what a lot of people see happening next.
And Jerry, considering Russia and China are supplying weapons to Syria's president and his regime, what's their excuse for vetoing the resolution?
Well, I mean, obviously that's the reason that a lot of people think that they vetoed the resolution. Beyond that, what you're hearing is that this is a situation for the Syrian people and the Syrian government to negotiate, that, you know, these other powers, these Western powers and outside powers should not be stoking this or playing sides or doing anything like that, that they'd rather see a brokered peace within Syria. That's the excuse, at least the explanation that we're hearing from both the Russians and the Chinese this morning.
Talk Peter Boyles with Robert Spencer from JihadWatch.com about the closing of the U.S. embassy in Syria and what he thinks will happen next.
A lot of attention facing all of us on Syria, and a war is taking place as the United States closes its embassies in Syria and the Soviets, and the Russians and the Chinese send envoys.
Well, it looks to me like Barack Obama and the Iranians, and I know that sounds crazy, but hear me out, have decided that it's all, the game is up in Syria, and they cannot withstand the demonstrators any longer. Now, I say that because I'm not saying that Barack Obama has some kind of alliance with the Iranians, but he has been remarkably solicitous toward the Iranian regime. I think probably because he was trying to win over hearts and minds and establish goodwill to try to defuse the inveterate hostility that the Iranian mullahs have for the United States. But if you consider that of all the demonstrations in all the world, that in all the Islamic world, that Barack Obama did not warmly endorse, there have been two. And they were Iran's own demonstrations in 2009 and Syria over the last year. And there's, I think, a reason for that, and that is that he does not want to upset the Iranian regime. He has calculated, rightly or wrongly, and I think wrongly, but nonetheless, I don't think he's done it out of some sort of mysterious secret allegiance or something like that, but he's calculated that the Iranian regime is something that he does not want to see gone, that he thinks we have to play ball with, and so he was hoping to win it over. And now, apparently, they have both agreed that there is no further use to try to prop up the Assad regime, and it has to go.
What is the difference between Bashar al-Assad and Mubarak?
Well, actually, there's not a whole lot of difference. They're both repressive Arab nationalist rulers. They're both relatively secular. They both rule according to the Ba'athist principles that Saddam Hussein ruled which was basically a Western-style secularism and nationalism based on Arab identity. As a matter of fact, remember that Bashar Assad's father, Hafez Assad, and Mubarak's predecessor Sadat and Nasser, they concluded the United Arab Republic between Egypt and Syria, and actually it was a real political union. Didn't last long, but it shows that the regimes were essentially the same political philosophy.
Congress is preparing for another battle over the payroll tax cut extension, and so we'll talk about it again here on The Countdown in a moment.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The focus of Talk Radio, the Talk Media, and General News Talk Radio, and the battle over the payroll tax cut extension seems to be heating up this week. From MSNBC, Chris Matthews with Congressman John Larson of Connecticut about the fight he's already had. This extension, as you may remember, will expire at the end of the month.
As a reasonable Democrat, let's talk politics here. You guys have got a winning issue here. You're talking tax cuts for the first time. You're on the happy side of the tax issue, which means cut it. You're on the pro side of jobs, which is create more jobs, make it cheaper to hire men and women, put them back on the payroll, easier to keep people on the payroll. You are on the winning side of this issue. Is this why the Republicans want to screw you up? They don't want you to win this thing.
Well, Chris, they have had a myopic allegiance to doing anything that will thwart the President of the United States looking good. And it's incredible. I give Boehner credit here. I think he understands this. We can't go through another process of hostage taking where they take us to the brink. There's nothing out there to be gained. And I think even when you see Senator DeMint pretty much saying the same thing, there's nothing to be gained here. Let's come together and do something in the interest of the American people. Now, that will benefit the president because this is his initiative. But more importantly, it'll benefit the American people. And that's what it should be all about. So I think we hope that we're able to get this passed before the 29th of February. But right now, all indications are that we're leading up to another one of these hostage-taking situations.
Well, let's go to worst-case scenario here. You know, I heard this in a briefing. I can't say how I heard it, but I heard it this way. There's a concern in the administration at the highest level that there's three ways the economy can stop recovering. And you know the economy's getting better. We all know that. The unemployment rate's down to low eights now. Hopefully it'll get below eight by the election day for the interest of the Democratic Party. But the Republican Party doesn't want it to get below eight for political reasons, if nothing else. It was important to them. So there's three ways to screw it up. Europe, and we can't control that probably. But then you've got the problem in the Middle East with a possible war with Iran. And want some form of war affecting oil supplies. And then you have the possibility that the Republican Congress just decides to create sabotage, to just make sure that the taxes, the Bush tax cuts stay, don't get terminated.
Well, that's the status quo.
Right, the status quo. You don't get the advantage of the Bush tax cuts for the middle class. You don't get the advantage of what you're trying to do on the payroll tax. Do you sense in the cloakrooms, do you hear any buzz that Republicans actually planning to demolish this recovery by not acting on this payroll tax and other factors?
Well, there's always been that subterranean buzz, but increasingly, and it's heightened by this election. And, you know, frankly, you know, when you watch the State of the Union message and the president's giving an address and you talk about the economy coming back and you talk about the American people doing better, and essentially they sit on their hands, it's more than subterranean. And you see this seeping, and I think you're right in terms of laying out those three prospects. But I think the American people are intelligent enough to understand who's on their side. And the Republicans have to be careful here. And I think, again, when you hear this from Senator DeMint, clearly it's something that Boehner understands. But whether or not he can control that caucus, excuse me, the conference, is another matter altogether. He hasn't been able to in the past, and they still wield a great deal of influence.
Talk host Brad Krantz and Britt Whitmire with Jonathan Allen from Politico.com. They debate and discuss the payroll tax cut extension as well.
Has anything changed in terms of the extension of the payroll tax cut?
No, could we have that discussion 2 months ago? We did have that discussion 2 months ago. As you point out, there's absolutely no change in the dynamics of this, no change in what the two sides want, no change in the politics. So we're really at the same place now, you know, over a month later with less than a month left to get it done.
So we're getting the same stuff from the Republicans. This is not a permanent solution. We need long-term tax relief, blah, 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 all that stuff.
Absolutely. And Democrats are saying they want long-term as well, but they're not willing to make a lot of concessions to what Republicans want in terms of the pay-fors, in terms of how you offset the costs of the payroll tax cut. Some of the environmental things that the, repeal of environmental regulations that Republicans are looking for. Mm-hmm. And the politics of this are pretty clear. If the president is calling for a payroll tax cut, trying to make sure that it's not going up, he wins on that issue. We saw it at the end of last year. Well, the argument during the Bush years was that the tax cuts would pay for themselves. Yep. Now seeing huge deficits years later, the environment is different, and there is a desire to offset things that are seen as costs.
Yeah,
the Republicans are, now see the payroll tax cut as having a cost.
Lots of hot stuff in the countdown box. You'll be the smartest kid on your block if you visit the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.
Hi, MZ.